Good morning. Before we begin this meeting, I'm going to explain the procedures we will be following. These hearings are civil administrative proceedings held under the authority of 2932B of the Connecticut General Statutes. The responsibility of this board is to hear cases, inquire, and determine the facts of each case, and decide whether the facts justify the denial or revocation of a permit. It is sometimes the case that when the issuing authority made its decision, the facts supported that decision, but it is also possible that additional facts and circumstances become evident during the hearing and convince the board that it would be fair and just to order that the permit be issued or reinstated. However, if no additional evidence comes to light during the hearing, the board will confirm the judgment of the issuing authority. According to statute, these hearings will be conducted informally, but in a way that guarantees fundamental fairness, including the right of cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and the laws of perjury apply to all testimony. Be aware that the board takes perjury seriously and will refer instances of perjury to the appropriate authority for prosecution. These hearings are public, and the Freedom of Information Act applies to them. Therefore, the information and documents produced here as evidence may not be excluded from the public. The procedure we will follow is that each party may make a brief opening statement, just a few sentences, with the issuing authority going first and giving a very brief summary of the reasons for its decision. Then witnesses may be called to testify. After each witness testimony, the appellant may cross-examine that witness. Then the appellant can state its case and call witnesses, who can be cross-examined by the issuing authority. The board may ask its own questions at any time and may request testimony by additional witnesses as necessary. After the conclusion of all testimony, each party may make a brief closing statement. The decision of the board is by majority vote of those present and voting. The burden of proof is by a preponderance of evidence, and the burden of proof is on the issuing authority. Tie votes go to the appellant. In addition to hearing the board's decision today, notice of the decision will be mailed to both parties within 20 days of today. As required by statute and court decisions, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants. To achieve that, appellants will not be addressed by name or by address, but will be referred to as appellant. We ask that everyone involved in the hearings do the same and do not use the name of any appellants. As required by Connecticut General Statute 54-142A, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records. In matters where there is such evidence, the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation. Please understand that under Connecticut law, if there are certain felony convictions or administrative orders on your record for which you have not received a pardon, the board does not have the legal authority to grant or reinstate your permit. Finally, please turn off any devices you have that may make noise. And if you need to have a conversation, please go out into the hallway and we will call you when your matter is up for consideration. We'll now call the roll of board members. Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Attorney Sinetti.
Here.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Colonel Overturf.
Here.
Colonel Lewis.
Here.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Here.
And Diane Whitney, Chair, is here. And the roll call of appellants. We are calling, we will call cases by case number. So if you do not have your case number, please come forward and get it. 24591, Waterford. Waterford Police.
Waterford is here.
Waterford Police is.
The appellant has not checked in.
No appellant. 23585, Plymouth Police Department is here. Appellant?
No, it's
here. 23795, Glastonbury is here.
Appellant.
23792, Waterford.
Here.
Both parties here?
Yep.
24085.
Issuing authority.
Issuing authority, appellant here?
Yes.
Yeah, they checked in.
Yep. And 24086, same. 24024, Middletown?
Issuing authority.
Issuing authority, appellant here?
Here.
23735, Greenwich?
Here.
Police Department?
The police department is here. The appellant has not checked in.
23796, Stamford?
Issuing authority.
Appellant.
And 23616?
Issuing authority.
Issuing authority, appellant?
The appellant has not checked in.
Okay. All those testifying today will have to do so under oath, so if you are speaking today, please stand. Do you solemnly swear?
Standing in the back.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, some people were standing in the back.
Is everyone who's going to speak standing now? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you will give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth pursuant to perjury, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you.